Yo, what's up, bros? Welcome back to another episode of the Bait Escape. Another week, another chit chat, another opportunity for us to see each other. Oh my God. I'm happy you're back and listening to this lovely podcast for your entertainment, or maybe I rather should say for your pleasure. 'Cause it's all about pleasuring yourself, each other. You know what's really hot when you guys DM me, like Snapchats or like videos on Twitter of you guys listening to my podcast while you're bathing. That's so phenomenal to me. I'm like, oh shit, like it blows my mind. I actually need to get better at doing that shit. Like, I'm very visual and I'm just training myself to like need like visual stimulation, whether it's gonna be porn or like I'll watch back a lot of my videos and like get turned on. But it's all visual, right? But like I wanna like I used to be able to get off on like short stories. Do you guys know nifty.org? It's a really cool like short story website. They have a lot of like gay erotica and like male erotica and stuff. I used to get a ton of that stuff and I used to like be able to like just visually go there, you know, like and mentally just like stimulate yourself. But I haven't done it in a while. Maybe I should like fucking read more. I gotta get to those books. I've been really busy, guys, with work and like moving into this new apartment. But I think we are finally settled in. We have like a living room space, and I feel like my bedroom's pretty much complete. And it's been nice. It's been fucking hot though in LA. Are you guys hot everywhere? It's hot right now, right? It's summer. Except maybe if you're in Australia, it's winter. I don't know. Yeah, it's just getting hot. It was hot this weekend, and then someone at work said it was gonna be really hot like this entire weekend. I'm like, what the fuck? I guess that's our summer, because I really don't feel like we had a summer this summer. Like, I feel like we've had other summers that are like way hotter than this. What's going on? What's new? Give me all the tea. Everything. All of it. For my street bros, if you don't know what that means, just means tell me about your life. What's going on? What have you guys been up to? Anything cool and exciting? You know where you guys can find me, right? Yeah. I said it a couple of times. You guys can find me on Twitter and Snapchat. And beatworld.com, and congratulations. Oh man, I gotta say congratulations to Nomad. Oh, I want to say 20, or maybe that's his Beatworld name. What's his Twitter name? So I'm gonna go follow him. Noma Guy 12 is his name, and I think he's Noma Guy 20 on Beatworld. But he was the winner of my Helping Hands giveaway for beatworld.com. So much fun. I want to thank you guys for following along and entering. It was really cool to give that away to somebody. Let me know if that's something of interest and I can keep doing it because I like helping people. I mean, that's why I'm here, right? I like to give back. You know, it's like a give and take here. And I like doing it, which is why big news, da da da. I am officially enrolling in sex coach certification. That's gonna start this fall. I'm so excited. Are you guys excited? I'm so excited. I'm stoked because that means I'm gonna learn a lot more and I'm gonna come from a place of authority and be able to give like facts, you know, and keep it 100. Because I mean, I always keep it real, but I told the professor or the organization, I was like, hey, I want to be able to back this up with like science and shit. Will you do that? And she's like, we got you. And I was like, okay, well then here, it's my deposit, bro. So yeah, I'm excited to do that. And it's going to be like 7 months of really cool stuff going on. And I'm excited to do more of that. So awesome. What are we talking about today? Oh man, 5 minutes and I haven't even got to the point. What is the point? The point is that I come in here and like chit chat with you guys to talk about whatever's happening in my life. Oh, what's happening in my life? Well, if I may have mentioned in the last podcast, I don't know where that English accent came from. Those were in the last podcast. I would I keep saying lost. In the last podcast, I met up, or I was talking to this bro on Scruff, and we had like hung out twice over the weekend. Yeah, it was like the first time we'd ever met. And I kind of got the sense he was a beta, because like before, when we were like we were chatting and like we were like kind of figuring out like what we're into. I mean, I have it listed on my profile that I'm a solo sexual, so that's automatically like a point of interest. Bros will call me at that and be like, "What the fuck?" I'm just like, "Yeah, man, solo sexuality, get into it." But yeah, so I was talking to this guy. Oh, there's that daddy bear that I want to... Sorry, I'm looking at my Scruff right now, so I'm like trying to find a convo, but I don't see his profile. Okay, I guess it doesn't really matter. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so during our chat, we were just like, oh, well, because I have listed on my profile like a bunch of like what interests me, and the first one all caps soul sexual, and the second one's baiting, and then the third one's edging, and the fourth one's BJs. I mean, but I also have like clean feet, like bros, photography, you know, whatever, homies, people of color, crystals, nut sacks, power bottoms, sexy tops, you know, shit, all the huge. And yeah, so he was just like, oh, like, what are you into? Like, what's soul sexuality? I guess he had Googled it and he was asking me questions about it. And I was like, yeah, it's this thing. That's what I'm into. And he's like, why? Like, what's up? And I was like, well, I don't know. I just feel like if you're into it, you're into it. And I for one, find other sexual acts more pleasurable than just penetration. And he was like, oh, man. He's like, that's cool. Yeah, like, I'm into that too. Cool. And I was like, Bader. So I was like, you need to come over. And he did, which is really cool. And we had an amazing time. Like, it was really cool. And luckily for me, it's like really close to my neighborhood. So it was a really great find. Like, I was like kind of shocked. He didn't even know it himself. So like, we were like laying in bed and he was like, yo, like, you should really check out baitworld.com. He's like, what's baitworld? And I was like, bro, like, you can go on baitworld and find like other baiters that are into the shit too. And he's like, cool. yeah, and he was just like, oh, I don't know what that is. And I was like, you're such a baiter. Like, you should really explore. And I was like, oh, you should listen to my podcast and you should like follow me on Twitter and, you know, you'll get like the hang of it. And he's like, yeah, cool. And then he like texted me today and was like, yo, I was faded last night. Can you like, you know, give me the website again? And I like emailed it to him again. So there you go, brothers. Like, beaters are all around us. They might not identify as such. So you gotta go out there and like make it happen. You gotta inquire. But if you're a beater, like, you know. You just know, man. Like, through conversation, you're just like, oh yeah, you're into that shit too? Beta! I wrote another piece for Bait World, speaking of. That's gonna be really exciting. I turned it in today. And it should be live Wednesday. I think that's what he said when the beta blog gets updated. So it's going to be on the beta blog, and you don't need a membership to access that blog. It's just thebeterblog.com. And you can read my last article that I wrote on solo sexuality, and then you can read this new article that's about to come out. So that's exciting. So once it gets out, I will definitely ping you guys and let you guys know. Back to my bro evening. Yeah, he came over Friday night and he was so cool and so chill, and it was a really great time. And he wanted to hang out again, and then he came back Saturday night and he brought ice cream. Isn't that nice? It's always nice when people bring stuff to you because it shows that they care. No, just a really nice thing to do. Plus, it was hot as balls this weekend. I was just like, yo, can you like stop by Rite Aid real quick, get some of that Rite Aid ice cream. Okay, what am I talking about here? Good God, I'm on a tangent, but you guys are used to that by now, right? Perfecto. Oh yeah, I was gonna, okay, so then I saved it for this podcast. Maybe we could talk about it. This would be a good topic. So I was gonna talk about the like the spectrum of being a beta, and then the different types of betas between like straight and like bisexual and like gay identifying betas. So the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because I got hit up on Instagram from presumably a straight bro, and started inquiring like what I was into and like how, I beat it. And I think I believe he said he was from San Diego and that he's in LA a lot. So like he was just like, oh yeah, like, like I started asking, which this is weird. So I started asking him questions about like his betashit because he's told me he was straight and he was married. And he's like, yeah, like I enjoy the presence of being with men. I have no interest in like fucking them, but masturbation is a whole different story. And I was like, oh, that's so interesting. Like, I would love to like talk to you more about that. And he was like, yeah, we can do that. But, I'm really just like a horny married guy. I just want to be. And I was like, okay, cool. Okay. I mean, that's not really what I'm into. Like, I'm not into like these weird random hookups. I mean, I guess it could be, but I'm not in the mood for it now. So I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, but I'm here like to meet bros. Like, do you have a face pic? Because he didn't have one. And I was like, yeah, like, what are you into and all that stuff? And he was like really pressed for me to like be with him. And I was like, well, that's not what I'm gonna do. And he was like, well, I'm just looking for like straight guys to be with. And I was like, well, then you should keep looking on Beat World because you're gonna find what you want. And then he ultimately ghosted me. I think I can't find his messages because I really wanted to play them back to you, but I'm assuming he blocked me because I don't see him anywhere. But yeah, I thought that was really interesting. So, and then I got to thinking, like, okay, like maybe this is just, that was just like a singular incident because I have masturbated with other straight men before. And when I say straight, like these guys are straight. And I think it's not the same to say, like, oh, like, someone just identifies as straight and then they're actually gay, which makes them gay, right? Like, these are actual straight men. That's how they identify. And they're like actually married to like women and have children and families and stuff. So, we'll just call them straight identifying men. Anyway, yeah, so I have had like beat sessions with straight men before, and it's a completely not. It's a different mood for sure. Like, straight man baiting is completely different from like gay bros or bi bros baiting because the like, gay and bi bros like actually vibe and like are sexually into each other. So like there's a deeper, it's a possibility for there to be a deeper connection between two gay men and two bisexual men or a bi and a gay guy because you guys both like the D, right? So it's like this, like, oh shit, like if we do be, it's not gonna be a problem if we do more stuff, right? So you guys can have that conversation. But with straight dudes, my experience has always been like, we're watching porn and we're sitting next to each other and we're masturbating and that's it. Like, we'll literally just like comment on the porn, sometimes comment on each other, but mostly like the porn. And then we'll comment on each other's dicks, but then that's it. And then also too, I've been in situations in those exact same situations and have been like social distancing the fuck out before it was ever cool. Like, I was doing that shit with straight guys. Like, yo, he's like, you sit on this end, I'm gonna sit on this end, and we're gonna be and we're just gonna like masturbate, which is cool too. I think I enjoy both. I enjoy many different baiting setups, but that one I don't. It's not the one that thrills me the most. I think it's fun because if the reason why I typically engage is because these men, like the last straight guy that hit me up on Beat World was like, hey, like, I don't have like a profile picture. I think it was like pictures of just his cock or his body or something. He was like, I'm super discreet, like. I'm married, but I just come here because I really like the bonding of the brotherhood of men, and like I love being naked with my brothers of men, and like enjoying these like dicks between our legs. And I'm like, cool, That's amazing. And so, like, I begin to have these conversations, and then that makes it really sexy for me, and then that makes me more inclined to engage. Because they see me and they're just like, yeah, you're not discreet, like you're so open and you're so proud about your solo sex. Like it's arousing, like it's a point of interest. And I could be wrong, but I presume it's, or I assume it's because I'm not, since I'm like solo sex, I can only engage in sex with other men, I'm less threatening. If that makes any sense. Like I'm more approachable that way because they'll know that I won't like try to make a move or I won't engage in other things. Like it's understood with me that it's just all about masturbation. That's my assumption. I could be wrong. You know, if you straight beta bros out there, like if that's a thing, like let me know. Like that'd be cool to have a conversation. Of course, you know, keep it totally anonymous. Tell you boys like it. I know. And that's cool. You know, you do you, man. Where you're, everyone's welcome to the brotherhood as long as you're chill as fuck and not a racist. So, yeah, this guy on Instagram was kind of a turnoff because I was just like, bro, like that's not even why I'm here. Like, if you want to interact and get to know me because you like find my material interesting and what I have to say stimulating, then cool, but I just didn't want to be used for like some random like big quickie to satisfy his like sexual need. I don't know. I feel like I could have done that in the past, and maybe I might be capable of doing it in the future. But it's not at all what I'm looking for right now. And what I w am looking for happened over the weekend, which is so nice. I mean, I've told you guys before that it's a very my bait sessions are very immersive experience. There's a lot going on, and I'm proud of that. But you know, it all really depends on the bro. Like, I'm super chill too. So like, if a bro does not into something, I'm like, all right, cool, yeah. It's all about consent. You don't do that, I don't do that, and we good, bro. But yeah, I've also been in a situation where I've baited with a gay dude and two straight guys. So the two homos and then the two straight dudes, and that was fun. Like that, I remember that situation was like more bro-y. Like the straight dudes were more adventurous, maybe. I mean, we smoked them out, but like I think like maybe that loosened them up, and they were like, you know, standing around and jerking off, and they were like laughing, and we were like joking with them, and then like you know. We all got up and we huddled around the table and like we were more it was more of like a camaraderie and there was like activity happening, whereas you know I've been to the exact opposite in beats. Like I said, like we'll be on separate ends of the couch and there'll be silent and all you can hear is the porn in our dicks and I'm just like, cool, we're doing this. Yes, this is happening. And I just roll with it because I'm a bro. I have brotherhood mentality. Plus, I drove all the way there. I'm not just gonna like abandon the guy. Like, I'm there for a good time. If it takes me 30 minutes to get somewhere, I'm guaranteed to be there for at least a minimum of an hour to make up for that time. Just saying. Yeah. So yeah, that's cool. I mean, there's like subtle differences between like I've been asked before, like how do you attract straight baiters? And I'm just like, I don't know. It's not like I lure them under false pretense. It's not like I'm like deliberately going out there and like scouting them out. They just, like I said, I'm like visible in the B community now, and I think they just take an interest in my profile. I don't know. It could be the way I look or my like vibe or whatever. But it happens a lot. I do get hit up by straight men a lot. I'm not always baiting with them because sometimes I'm just like, eh. And also to like proximity, they're like really far away. They're just always like across the state or something. And then you know when you engage with like bisexual gay baiters, that's again that's like a more immersive like bait. There's a lot of touching going on, and there's a possibility of like kissing and like other stuff if you're into it. It just depends on the kind of beauty that you are. There goes that spectrum. That's another thing we're going to talk about. And we're going to talk about that beta spectrum right after this quick sponsor. So great. Thank you for listening to that sponsorship, by the way. That's how I'm trying to get paid through this podcast. Listen, I'm just trying to get into the game myself. So I really do support you guys listening to this entire podcast, including those sponsorships, because it pays my college. What's the word? Debt. Yes. It pays for my college debt, and it's very much appreciated. Speaking of Spectrum, are you guys watching that Netflix show called Love on the Spectrum? That is one of the best pieces of television I've seen in a very long time. You bros have to check it out. It's basically people like living on the spectrum, like they're all mostly autistic, and they're like looking for love. It really truly is like the sweetest thing to watch. It's amazing. You guys should check it out. But that brings me back to my other topic, which is a beta spectrum. Like, I think also too. Oh yeah, so I was talking about before. Like, I get hit up by like baby beaters, and they're just like, "Oh, like, I'm a beta. I love to masturbate, but like, I don't like doing a certain thing, or I don't like doing this thing, or I can only really get into this thing." And I'm just like, yeah, that's cool. Like, we all have our preferences. And it just simply means that you're like on the spectrum. And the spectrum does exist. So, like, it's like from one end, it's like a beta who like enjoys penetration sex. And then there's like the opposite end who simply likes masturbation by himself, no one even else. So, it all kind of varies. And I've just learned to like meet bros where they are. Like, I don't try to force anything on anyone. I'm just very like, hey, like right from the beginning, like I don't mind having that sexual conversation and just engaging because I enjoy sex. I think it's fascinating and it's really important to me. So I'm just like, hey, like, what are you into? That's cool. If I'm into you, I'm gonna answer those questions and be like, yeah, I'm into like all this great stuff. Like, are you down? He's gonna say yes or no. And it's gonna be on and it's gonna be not. And that either way it's cool. But at least you're having that convo of trying to figure out if you're both beta compatible. That's a really great way. It's not about being sexually compatible because you guys are filling each other. It's more like what is it that you guys will enjoy doing together? Which is always a joy to figure out because I feel like when you are honest and you have that conversation and you're going into this situation. Like on the same level, and then you're like not gonna be surprised by any surprises. You're not gonna get, it's not gonna weird you out if you like, you're not expecting like something out of the norm to happen because you already established like the rules and regulations. But I do that in all my sex, to be honest. Like even when I'm having like penetrative sex, I do enjoy penetrative sex. When it's good, it's good. But yeah, I'll have a combo and guys will hit me up and I'm just like, oh, like do you bottom too? And I'm just like, yeah, maybe, I don't know. Depends on the night, I guess. So yeah, it's important to have that. And I think a clear dialogue is always cool. You don't necessarily have to have it, but it works. And it could be anything you want it to be. Like it doesn't have like this to be this like deep conversation about like your sexual experience. Like it could just be like, yo, top, bottom, suck, 69, rim, swallow, whatever, and then you guys are like into it, right? And then usually, typically, how it happens. I feel like that's how all my sexual encounters happened in my early and late 20s. It's a lot different now. Yeah, I find I'm interested by straight identifying men who like to masturbate with other men. Like, I don't know. What's fascinating to me is I don't know what that lifestyle feels like. I don't know what it's like to like love women and be married and have children and like identify as a straight guy, but like need the urge to masturbate with other men. Like, what? I understand. I guess I understand that all. Well, I don't know, but because I'm not a straight guy, so like when I be with a bro, I'm just like, yeah, I'm checking him out because he's hot, right? Because I'm into it. But like with straight men, it's more of like the vibe, like the energies. Like he's not checking me out. He's not sexualizing me by my physical representation. Like he's sexualizing me for my maleness and my manhood. Like that masculine energy that like men innately have, and like they could, like we, I believe that we like smell it off each other. Like when you go to the gym and you're like working out and you're just like riled up, you have no idea why. That's because you're surrounded by other men that feel the same way. Like that's where that energy is coming from. You guys are like working out and like building this testosterone and like. Relishing and like your camaraderie as a brother is like you're just all men together, like looking at each other's bodies because you guys are working on them so hard. So like, I get that. Like that, it took me a while to understand that. I think I wasn't getting it like all through my 20s, and it really just happened like in my late 30s. I was like, holy shit, what the fuck? Like I always enjoyed it. Like I enjoyed like looking at like. Bear daddy muscle porn, and like I loved going to like the Eagle and like all these like hyper masculine places. Like I enjoyed it. I just never thought I identified as part of that community, and I feel it now. So I think also too that could be like a reason why like straight men engage with me. Going back to like me not being like I've had straight like I like met. Like female coworkers, boyfriends or fiancés or husbands or whatever, and then they discover that I'm gay, and they're just like, "Oh, but you're like not a gay." I'm just like, I don't know what that means, but I think what they like is like they like my bro vibe that I chill, and like again, like I feel straight men are attracted to me somehow because they find me non-threatening. Like they know for a fact that I'm just gonna vibe out with them, which is true. Like I'm not gonna force my like agenda on someone. Especially not with straight men, because I got brotherhood mentality. Like, I want them to have a good time. Like I'm a bro. That's what bros do. Like someone asked me also to like to write an article on like why we all call each other brothers. So like for that bro that's listening to this, like the reason why it's a brotherhood and I call my bros brothers is because we are brothers in masturbation. Like it's a trigger, sexual trigger word for me, like to call my baby bro, my brother, like, yo, brother, like what's going on? Like, how's the penis, brother? Like, what you been up to, bro? Like, it's like a vibe, it's like a energy of like masculinity between men. And it could happen to anyone. Like you don't have to be masculine to feel that masculine energy. Like I remember hooking up with this one baby bro. That was so sexy and so amazing. But he was hyper feminine, like femme, like he was just this cute like femme beta boy, and we had a really great like bonding session. He met my masculine energies like dead on. Like he knew exactly how to engage with me in a way that was really gonna get me going. So like brotherhood mentality transcends like sexual orientation, and it transcends like masculinity and feminine energy. Like it just kind of it's a lifestyle, it's a mentality. So you either have it or you don't with your brothers. And if you're a beta, like you're working up to it. Like I had to do that too, and I understand the question he was asking because like I didn't understand it also. And I think as you begin to engage in the community and you find brothers that are have really a deep sense of brotherhood mentality, and you'll know it when you see it. You begin to really honor that expression of like being a male. And it really is for me just like this camaraderie of like masculine. Anytime I go to bayworld.com, that's all it is. It's just men, like men, like men sex, men energy, phallus energy, like life is penis. I get that. That's cool to me. Like I love it. Like so I enjoy it. I think it's cool when, any brother reaches out to me and like wants to engage. Like that's what I'm here for. I'm on this cool like solo sexual journey, and you know, this is like a really cool phase in my life, and I'm like really honored to share it with everybody and have everybody or have you bros like feel less alone, because I felt that way. Like I was engaged in bait world for a really long time and I wasn't really doing anything with it. I was kind of just lurking around. I had no profile. Like, I had like weak shots of like my dick and like my body, because I was like, oh, like I don't really want to do this right now or ever. And it took me about like 3 years to being 17, 18, 19, 20. Yeah, 3 years for me to be like, this is it. And but you know, it's great to take that time, because it ultimately I was like, yeah, this is it. This I'm a truthful sexual, this is where I belong, and I should engage and like find other guys and like have a camaraderie. Like I go on Twitter and the people that interact with me on Twitter are my bros. Like those are brothers that I wouldn't find locally. You know, some are in Florida, New Zealand, Australia, Paris, Colorado, Oklahoma, Missouri, Canada. Like they're all over the place. That's like there's so many bros and it's so great. So if you're listening to this, I really encourage you to like use social media. Like it's kind of the perfect place to find baiters, because baiters are very mental and they're baiting. Like it's a what I began to notice is like baiting is popular with men who desire more of a connection, an emotional connection. Like you might not always talk about being like, you might not always talk about your emotions in a bait, but it's that intimacy that we crave. It's the intimacy that really gets us going in our heads. We can imagine like what that could be, what that feels like. So yeah, it makes perfect sense that baiters would take to social media, like on Twitter. Like you can remain anonymous, you can engage in a brotherhood, you can find your tribe and like-minded bros and to start to build your own community. You know, there's tons of them, and I'm like learning about new beta bros all the time, and I don't know why it took me so long to take to the internet, but
you're new.
Cool, right? And a lot of straight men hit me up on social media actually. They'll slide into those DMs, no problem. But yeah, like I said, brotherhood mentality transcends sexual orientation, and yeah, it's like everyone, like all men can relish and enjoy our brotherhood mentality. You just really have to practice it. You have to engage, like you have to own your masculine energies. Even if you're feminine as well. Like I feel like I have some feminine energies. Yeah, I for sure have feminine energies. But I relish and I foster more in masculine energies. And it wasn't always that case. It wasn't. I feel like when I first came out, I was a little bit more feminine, because you know, you like, you're young and you're cute and you're coming out and you think you're the shit. You're just like, you know, you think you do whatever the fuck you want, and you do. But then like, you know, you get older and you settle down and you're like, eh, that's not me. But like I said before, it's cool to ride that wave of like changing throughout the years. And like, you know, I'm happy that as I've gotten older, I really settled down and it's kind of like chilled the fuck out and really started taking more self-care of myself. I think a lot of that nervous energy when I was younger just really came from a lack of self-care or a lack of self-awareness too. I think that's another really great thing that like lends itself to an amazing bait. Like when you're more self-aware and confident about who you are as a man, you're able to communicate that and give that to another bro. And that's important. So like I used to just be really, I don't know, like, again, like I said, like, I used to be more of a, on the feminine spectrum, and then I moved over to the masculine, but that was a choice. Like, I started watching, like, more, like, street porn. Like, I started watching street porn, like, group sex, and then I started watching, like, hairy, bare, muscle, daddy sex, and, like, I started getting into Honcho magazine, and I started getting into, like, butt magazine, and, like, I started to look at vintage porn, like guys with mustaches and like cowboy boots and like fucking on motorcycles on the highway. Like I started really broing out on that stuff, and it became a really sexy form of expression. And then I started adopting it myself. And then, I let my hair grow out, and then I grew a long mustache, and I started wearing like short shorts with like tube socks. I loved that look. Like I loved that aesthetic. It was very hyper masculine and macho to me. So, it's fun. It's fun to explore that. If you haven't really ever tapped into it, I highly recommend that you do. I think it's great. I mean, listen, you're born with a penis between your legs, and if you identify as man, male, then yeah, you're gonna have a good time with that. So yeah, I urge you to explore the great manly side of you. I don't know. Grow a mustache. Don't trim your bush. Wear a jock strap all the time. Anything that makes you feel masculine, you can just like dab into. They're really cool. Awesome. That was a great talk. I really didn't know what I was going to come in here and talk about, but I think that flowed really nicely. I'm really happy about that. So I have that essay coming out on BeatWorld pretty soon. When that comes out, I will certainly let you guys know on Twitter and my social where to find it and read that. And then thank you for joining me on another episode of The Bait Escape. Let me know what you guys think. You can find me on social, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, BeatWorld.com, all under Beastly Baiter. Engage, say hi, say what's up. You can slide into my DMs. You can totally slide into my DMs. It's totally cool if you're not comfortable out there chit chatting. But yeah, you guys have an amazing week, and I will see you around and be here next week for the next episode. Later, dudes.